This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed an evacuation is underway of civilians at a steel plant in the bombed-out city of Mariupol. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The United Nations says the long-awaited evacuation of people from a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol is finally underway. UN humanitarian spokesman Saviano Abreu told the Associated Press the evacuation from the Azovstal steel plant was being done with the International Committee for the Red Cross and in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. On Friday, Yulia Fedusyuk, the wife of an Azov regiment fighter, told the AP the soldiers in the steel plant should be allowed to evacuate as well.
Of soldiers matter too, and we can't talk only about civils, and we are hoping that we can rescue the soldiers too.
Up to 1,000 civilians and an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian fighters were believed to be hunkered down beneath the Soviet-era steel plant. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has urged Ukraine not to back down in the face of bullies like Russia following a surprise weekend visit to Kyiv. Pelosi pledged continued U.S. support for Ukraine when she met President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, revealing the unannounced visit the day after. Meanwhile, Moscow said it had struck at weapons supplied by Western nations in the country's south. Moscow calls its actions a special military operation to disarm Ukraine and rid it of anti-Russian nationalism fomented by the West. Ukraine and the West say Russia launched an unprovoked war of aggression. The European Union will propose a phased-out ban on Russian oil imports as part of its fresh round of sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, sources say. The European Commission draws up sanctions for the EU's 27 countries. This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas to push back black-clad anarchists who ransacked business premises in the French capital, Paris, Sunday during May Day protests against the policies of newly re-elected President Emmanuel Macron. Thousands of people joined May Day marches across France in which they called for salary increases and for Macron to drop his plan to raise the retirement age. Most were peaceful, but violence broke out in one part of Paris where windows were broken and garage bins set on fire. In the capital, trade unionists were joined by political figures, mostly from the left and climate activists. Several thousands of people marched across Lisbon in the traditional May Day celebration Sunday. The parade gathered protesters from all walks of life holding signs and chanting slogans against precarious work, in favor of better wages and improved living conditions for all workers. It's organized by Portugal's main union. This was the first May Day without any COVID-19 restrictions since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. Italy and Greece ease COVID-19 restrictions as they prepare for summer tourism season. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon has more.
The popular European summer destinations prepare for peak season after two economically difficult years. Greek aviation authorities announced that proof of vaccination and a negative test are no longer needed for international and domestic flights. In Italy, similar health passes are no longer required when entering restaurants and other venues, but public health officials stress that the pandemic is still not over and ask citizens to remain diligent. Italy, which was once the epicenter of Europe's outbreak, is still reporting around 700 cases and more than 100 deaths per day. I'm Naomi Shannon.
In the United States, Senator Rand Paul has promised to wage vigorous review into the origins of the coronavirus if Republicans retake the Senate and he lands a committee chairmanship. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The libertarian-leaning Republican is seeking a third term this year in the state of Kentucky. He says he's in line to assume a committee chairmanship if the GOP wins Senate control after the November election. With that power, he promised to get to the bottom of where this virus came from. U.S. intelligence agencies remain divided on the origins of COVID-19, but believe China's leaders did not know about the virus before the start of the pandemic. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed an evacuation is underway of civilians at a steel plant in the bombed-out city of Mariupol. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.